Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
All right, it's 1221, 720 WTN. Welcome to the portion of the show where I make myself cry, and maybe you too, with a recording of my late mother, who used to join us all the time here on the show with recipes and stories and such. She passed away in 2020. Alzheimer's, dementia. She actually had COVID, but beat it. That's that, you know, these tough depression kids. She actually beat the COVID, but could not beat the Alzheimer's and the dementia. And we lost her going on 5 years this year. I constantly have people asking, why don't you play some old interviews of your mom? And the recipes and the stories and all that. And for, you know, 5 years now, I have not played any of the recordings because I just didn't think that I was ready to hear her voice again, to tell you the truth. And at home, I was, you know, going through junk at home, and I found a cassette recording of one of her appearances on the show. And I said, well, you know, one of these days I got to listen to these tapes again. And I put it in and was very emotional, hearing her voice. It did make me tear up. It made me laugh because she was funny. she gave us a recipe, which is going to be very timely because it's her recipe for her deviled eggs that she made. And I know everybody says, well, my mom was the best cook. My mom was a pretty great cook. And literally any place that she took these deviled egg recipes, wherever, whatever the function, and everybody asked her to make her deviled eggs. When she'd bring them, people would go crazy. This is a spectacular recipe that she has for the deviled eggs. So I decided that I'm going to make her deviled eggs on my TV cooking segment this coming Wednesday, you know, just ahead of Easter. So it's timely. And I'm going to play the recording of my mom. First time that I've done this since she's passed away. You'll hear, and, you know, you'll, if you've heard her before, you'll, you know, maybe you'll get emotional. I don't know. But you'll definitely laugh because she is pretty kind of funny the way she describes it all, but also very interestingly, like a lot of protective cooks. She doesn't really give you the proportions of the things that she's talking about because she didn't measure things. She didn't write things down. But I did that. I recreated it, and I did write everything down. So let's listen to the recording, and I'll tell you how you can get a copy of her recipe after we listen to my mom. My mom and the most popular person ever who's been on our show.
Here we go again.
On the line with us here. Mom, good morning. Happy Easter to you.
Hi, Dean. Happy Easter to you also.
American Easter. We should qualify, right?
Yeah, right, right.
next Sunday will be our Easter, but, right. You know, almost everybody celebrating Easter today or Passover, big holiday. Yeah. You know, everybody's eating the hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
Whether it's Easter, Passover, you know, whatever the celebration is.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, and I was saying that you make the greatest deviled eggs of all time. Is there any place where people don't rave about your deviled eggs?
No, everybody, I hate to say this, but everybody loves them. They all want to know what the recipe is.
Exactly.
What do I put in there?
Exactly.
And when they hear what I put in, they're surprised because they didn't think that many things go in deviled eggs. But I guess that's what makes the flavor so nice.
Right, right. So, you know, my mom is one of these cooks where she doesn't measure anything. It's all by sight and by feel and by taste,
right,
with you, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So tell us, what goes in your special
deviled egg? Well, once you separate the yolks from the whites, you mash up the yolks in a bowl. You don't have to put it in the blender. I put in salt and pepper, very little salt, a relish, green relish, but the relish, I squeeze out most of the juice from it so it's dry.
Okay.
Then I sprinkle in lemon, pepper, a few tablespoons of mayo, mayonnaise, mustard.
Right.
Horseradish, just a little bit of horseradish. Gives it that kick. I think that's the secret recipe.
That's the secret ingredient. That's the secret ingredient. Yeah. I never knew there was horseradish in your deviled eggs.
Very just a little, and then I chop a little celery, very fine, and a little onion, fine, and I squeeze as much juice or liquid out of them that I can.
Right.
And that's it. I mix it all together, and then I put it in a piping bag. If you don't have a piping bag, you can use a plastic bag. Cut a tiny hole in it, and I pipe all the hollow whites. And it's so easy.
Right. Well, you're a baker, but you know that the piping bag, you do it so it's flowery and beautiful, right? I mean, that's
I like to make it pretty because after I pipe in the yolks. Then I cut olives that have a pimento.
Oh yeah,
in slices, and I put two slices on each egg. And whenever I open the package up, wherever I'm taking it, they say, "Oh, are they beautiful?"
They are. They are beautiful. They are. Yeah. Did you put paprika, or did you maybe years ago?
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. I almost forgot that. Very lightly, I tapped the paprika jar. I don't want to get it too red on top.
Right.
Very light.
But just for a little color.
Right, yeah.
For a little color, okay. Well, there you go. So, and you know, everyone can figure out, do it to taste, you know, how much relish you put in or whatever.
You start out putting a little bit of everything and then taste it.
Yeah, there you go.
You'll see it may need a little salt or it may need a little of this or that.
Right.
But be sure and squeeze the celery, the onions, and the relish, the juice out of it. Otherwise, it'll make your yolks
too runny.
Watery, yeah.
Too runny, yeah. Okay, well, there you go. My mom's official deviled egg recipe. I'm telling you, people go crazy when she brings these deviled eggs to any occasion. It's the first thing that's gone. You know, she brings it as an appetizer usually, and the deviled eggs are gone in a second because everybody loves them and they're famous. So happy to share that a little bit. How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling fine, yeah.
My mom is 92 years old now. She doesn't mind if I tell her age. In fact, she's pretty proud of it, actually.
Yes, I am.
And we'd mentioned here on the show earlier this year when you were in the hospital with pneumonia.
Yeah.
And then in the rehab center, and she was in the hospital for almost 2 months.
Yeah.
But she's pretty tough.
I'm fine.
She's pretty tough. Everybody, you know this because when you go places, people tell you that they hear you on the radio. People talk about it all the time. But we had so many calls and emails and people praying for you and sending texts and sending their best regards to you. So I know that they're doing that for you today again. To hear your voice doing so well.
Thank everybody. My voice is a little hoarse, but that doesn't mean I don't have a cold or anything.
It's because she smokes cigars.
No.
I'm not kidding. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. All right. Well, so we're going to have a little dinner later, I think.
We are.
I'll see you a little bit later on then, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
Happy Easter to all your listeners.
All right. Love you. Love you and talk to you later on. There's my mom. She loves to visit. There's my mom 10 years ago sharing her deviled egg recipe, which I will be recreating on my TV cooking segment this coming Wednesday on WGN-TV. I wish she had lived long enough to have seen me doing a cooking segment. She would have been bursting with pride, her passion of cooking, me passing it along on TV. But we're going to pass along her recipe. Now, you notice in her recipe, she didn't give any proportions for anything. But I've been doing some experimenting with it, and I figured out the proportions. And we're going to post not only the recording of my mom that you just heard, but we'll also post the full recipe. So if you want the recipe, Jack will put it up a little bit later on, WGNRadio.com. Where do you go? To the Dean Richards section? Is that how that works? That would be me, Dean Richards. We'll post my mom's deviled egg recipe there, okay? All right. And we'll check some news next. And now it's 12:38. This is Food Time, Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday, more or less, at this time when we are not preempted. And we are not this week. So here we go. And we're getting ready for all the religious holidays coming up. I think I shared this recipe last Sunday for the coconut macaroons, which is a Passover favorite. Applicable for Passover because I use potato flour in it. You have to use a non-leavening flour in it for if you're going to use it, you know, for Passover celebrations. And these coconut macaroons are so delicious. It's so easy to make these. I've got the rest. I keep all the recipes and all the cooking videos posted at WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. So you can see past segments that I've done. You can see all the recipes. I've had a lot of extremely high number of positive feedback on the recipe that I did a couple of weeks ago for orzo, which is the very short pasta that looks like rice. It almost looks like a risotto. It's orzo. It's fresh asparagus, which is in season right now, and some feta cheese. It's really pretty much all that was in that. But, oh, man, is it delicious. And people have been trying the recipe, and I've been getting nothing but rave reviews, I got to say, on that particular recipe. So I'm glad to hear that. Been getting rave reviews on the coconut macaroon recipe that we did this past Wednesday. And, you know, it's get yourself some coconut, get yourself some potato flour if you want to make it appropriate for Passover. What else is in it? Some egg whites. There's not a lot of ingredients in it. And then you form them on the roasting pan, the baking sheet, and roast them for about 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And they get golden brown, and oh, they're so good. You can just eat them right like that. But I also melted some chocolate and dipped them in the melted chocolate. So you had the coconut and the chocolate, and oh, brother, were they good. This is a quote from Mr. Larry Potash of the WGN Morning News. He tried a couple and said, "These are the best macaroons I've ever eaten in my life." Quote from Larry Potash. So there. But this week, going back to one of my mom's favorite recipes, you just heard her, the recording that we played from 10 years ago where she came on the show and shared her recipe for the deviled eggs. And she did not give the proportions for things. That's not how she cooked. She did it by sight and by taste. Like a lot of the old school cooks, they just don't write things down. I tried to get her to write down recipes, just she didn't. And we did some videos together, you know, with the, on the iPhone. We did one segment on television where we made the Greek lasagna pastizo. So I've got a couple of recipes for her, but mostly she just did things from 97 years of experience. And this deviled egg recipe that she had was by far one of the most popular things that she made. Anywhere that she went, people wanted her to bring the deviled eggs. And they were so absolutely delicious. And so, you know, I found this recording, I listened to it, and there was a surprise ingredient. I tried to recreate it on my own, and I always thought I got pretty close, but it was not exactly her, the way that she made it. And she did, she even said in this interview, this phone interview that we did with her, that there was the secret ingredient that everyone was surprised was in there, was horseradish. So I went and tried it with the horseradish, and it is right on. It is exactly my mother's recipe. I've figured it out, and I figured out the proportions, and I wrote it all down, and I'm making it available to anybody who wants it. We are going to post it when I cook them on, when I make this on TV this coming Wednesday. We always post the videos and the recipe. So we are going to do that, WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. But today, because we played my mom's interview, we're also going to post the actual recipe on our website here as well, WGNRadio.com. And if you go to the Dean section, you'll see there's the recording of today's show. We're going to post the interview and the actual recipe with proportions. You know, Jack will post it sometime shortly after the show today, so you'll be able to get it today. WGNRadio.com, and look for the Dean Richards section. You'll be able to find it. But here, let me just run it down real quick. And, of course, you start, it's based on a dozen eggs. You can use large or you can use extra large eggs, depending on whether or not you want to take out a second mortgage on your home. I know that eggs are expensive right now. Although somebody texted earlier and said that Jewel had them on sale for 99 cents, limit two. So, you know, there you go. 99 cents for a dozen eggs, dozen large eggs. That's not too bad. But anyway, start off with a dozen eggs. And by the way, I also put, with my mom's recipe, the surefire way to hard boil the eggs. It's with a steamer insert. There's sort of a technique of doing this so that the shells come off easily, so that you don't overcook them, so that, you know, the yolk doesn't turn that a greenish color, so it, you know, it stays a nice kind of orange color the way an egg yolk is supposed to look. So if you want the surefire way to do hard-boiled eggs, I've also got the recipe for that. But back to the ingredients now. So you've got the hard-boiled eggs. You slice them in half lengthwise. You take the egg yolks out, put them in a separate bowl, and just keep the egg whites shells, if you will. Just set those aside for a minute. While you also add into the egg yolks 1/4 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard. I use Dijon mustard in mine. She used 1 tablespoon of the sweet pickle relish. And as you heard her say, squeeze most of the liquid out of it. You don't want your egg yolk mixture to be runny. So, you know, just give it a good squeeze and get most of the liquid out of there. Here's that secret ingredient that she said. 1 teaspoon of creamy horseradish sauce. Gives it just a tiny bit of a bite. It's not spicy at all. It just gives it a little character, if you will. You heard my mom say to put some finely chopped celery in there. 1/4 cup is plenty. She also said to take some finely chopped onion. I like to use the Vidalia onions, the sweet onions. Finely chop those. About 1/4 cup each is plenty in this whole mixture. All of that is going to get mixed together. That's your mixture now to put back into the egg whites, the hard egg whites. So you can take a piping bag and a fancy piping tip on in the bag if you want, put it back into the egg white, nice and floury like my mom did, Or if you don't have that, and I'm not good at it, so what I do is I take a Ziploc, I put the mixture in a Ziploc bag, I snip off just a little bit of the one of the corners of the Ziploc bag, and I squeeze it as if it were a a piping bag, and it's not as quite as pretty, but it certainly does the trick. So fill up all the egg whites, throw a little paprika on top of it, and then she talked about taking the sliced olives with the pimentos. They sell them already sliced. You can get a small bottle of those. And put a couple of slices on each of the deviled eggs. And you've got yourself an amazing treat. Salt and pepper, of course, goes into the mixture, you know, beforehand. All of it's in the written recipe that we've got. And we're going to post right after the show today. WGNradio.com. And look for the Dean Richards section. And as I said, I am going to be actually making these on my TV cooking segment this coming Wednesday as well. All right, on WGN Television. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. And let me see what we've got here on the old text line. Let me take a little break. Maybe you've got some ways that you do the deviled eggs that are different. Maybe you've got some suggestions. 312-981-7200 when we come right back.